Leroy, I just wanted to let
you
know that there is feedback coming through, at least on my line. Feedback of, like, hearing you repeat what you're saying in the distance. And
it's because someone has their mic. They're not using a headphone. If you type star six, it'll mute yourself, and then the line will be quieter.
Oh, okay. Star, what is it? Star six?
Star six, and then you can hit star six and mute as well. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And who just added that information, please?
That was William.
William told. Thank you. William told the star six.
Yeah, thank you. So we go from being strong to 90% of our lives, and then as we get educated, unfortunately, we go strong to only 20% of our life, which means the 80% is what we're going weak to. And that is anything that bothers us, no matter how big or small, our energy goes weak. So that 80% is, you know, being irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, judging others, and all those delightful things cause our energy to go weak. And any one of them is small, but when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks and we get symptoms and we say, ouch. And that's what basically keeps us going strong to only 20% of our lives, sometimes less. So the normal clearing work that I do is to clear away those symptoms, and this is what I teach in the workshops as well. And that's the essentials, the proficiency in the advanced workshops. I kept finding the need to go neutral, and we would do an hour or two in a workshop, and I kept finding with past participants that that was not enough to help them get to neutral. So I developed a neutral workshop. And by the way, I end up certifying people when they go through all three workshops and do some assisting and whatnot. And one of the certified practitioners, who's from Australia, his name is Adam, and he said, let's put the neutral workshop on Udemy.com. Udemy.com is a site that has numerous courses. And so this course got, the neutral program got added to Udemy. There's a discount coupon on our website, EWBP.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process, EWBP.com. There's a discount coupon for the Udemy course. Meanwhile, as people have more and more gotten their energy strong every day and cleared away their symptoms, it became clear that we needed to expand our spiritual awareness as well. That in a few thousand well-chosen words is the background. How have the expanding spiritual awareness workshops been conducted? We communicate with ascended masters and teachers and guides, and sometimes we take railroad trips. We all get on a spiritual train and go a trip either to the future or the past on the earth or to other places, and it seems to be different every time, I'm just going to kind of sense where we are with this group at this point, and also just pause a minute to see if anybody has any questions. Okay. So I'm going to be silent for a few more seconds. Okay, we are going to take spiritual train rides. The way this works is that I will ask the train to approach where all of us have access to it. We'll ask us all to get on board. We'll ask who are the people who are guiding the train. And we'll go where we go and see what we see. And it's often it's very different and interesting. So, yes, the train has arrived. And the doors are open. And would everybody please get on the train? And if this is new to you, just imagine that you're walking into the open door of a train. Well, it feels like we're all on board. And the doors are shutting. And so I'm going to just check in and see who is leading this train. We have an angel, St. Michael, who is leading the train. Is there any other being? Yes.
I got Jesus was with us.
You got Jesus as guiding too?
Yes.
Okay, by the way, I will frequently be asking people to share what it is they are hearing and seeing. And so we have Jesus, and I also believe we got St. Gabriel. I have a special affinity for St. Gabriel because that's my middle name, of course. So we have three who are guiding us. And the doors have closed. And the train is speeding up.
Leroy, what kind of a train are you? Are we on a fast, like a really fast bullet train?
Yes, it is faster than fast because we are already approaching the outer edge of our galaxy. It travels as fast as thought. We're not leaving our galaxy. We're on the outer edge. And will our guides please tell us where we're going? We're going to a planet in another star system at the outer edge of the galaxy, where there are beings. The train is circling the planet. And now it's coming to the surface. And it's coming to a... It's stopping. Okay, it's stopped. And the doors open. And so I'm going to invite everybody who feels comfortable to get off the train. Thank you. We are in sunshine, but I've noticed the sun has a deeper, different
hue.
Appearance from our sun.
It has a different hue, doesn't it?
Yeah. It feels like it's, to me, it feels like a little more yellow. What is anybody else noticing?
Yeah, I'm noticing a little more yellow, very a deeper sort of a mustardy yellow.
Yeah. It still feels good to me.
It feels nice and warm, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So do you see, I'm seeing people, what I would call people, they may not look exactly like us, but it's like they're standing there waiting for us. And it's, to me, it feels like a man, a woman, and a boy child and a girl child. They look very similar, but kind of different, and their dress is very different.
And they are approaching us. And I hear the woman saying, "Welcome." We don't often get visitors. And we are happy to meet you. And can you please tell us?
Hey guys, Gavin.
Say it again. Sorry, I couldn't quite understand you. So, let's ask them. Well, they're asking us where we're from. We're from a planet called Earth, and kind of have a chart of the galaxy point to where we are, so they get a feel from where we are. And they're surprised. And let's see what else does anyone want to say to, let's see, are you a family? Yeah, they're a family.
I get that they don't get many visitors, especially outworldly, out of their, off their planet. They don't get many visitors from other planets, so they're very curious.
Yeah.
Is that what you get?
Yes.
They are interested in our clothing and the way we look, even though, you know, they have two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. It's just a little bit different. They have a different look.
Yeah.
They are, to me, they look very pale. Like because their sun is brighter or something, that they always wear protection.
Yeah, and the slightly greater yellow apparently, I don't know if what it is scientifically, but it seems like they don't tan as much as we do when we're in our sun.
Right, I agree. Yeah, it's kind of a different, it's not like a tanning sun, it's more like a hurting overexposure, is what I feel, I would call it.
What is anybody else hearing or noticing? Or does anybody else have a question? Uh, let's everybody again focus on your midline and just relax a bit. It feels better. Well, we'll just give them a... We won't take a lot of time to tell them about us. Since we know about us, we'll be more interested in hearing about them. But there's about 7 billion of us on our planet, and from many different countries. I forget the latest count on the number. I think it's around 280, 300, something like that. And we have different districts in each of our countries that have differences from the rest of the country.
We have different environments in each, on the different continents. We have 7 continents, big masses of land.
So let's ask them to describe their environment and how many people are on their planet.
I'm hearing a lot fewer than 7 billion.
I'm hearing about 2 billion. Okay, anyone who has background noise, again, star 6 to mute and star 6 to unmute.
I also hear that they don't have like a mixed race. It seems to me, what I'm hearing is everybody's sort of the same color.
And I hear them also saying it's basically one nation, but again, with different geographies.
Right, that's what I'm hearing. But they seem to have one government, one leader, or a, not one leader, a council. What we would call a council.
Yeah. Tell us what you have learned about living peacefully with each other. They're kind of laughing and saying, well, we don't know about what I hear the man saying. He says, I don't know about your race, but our race has people with very, very strong opinions. And there's always a hassle in our government about which direction we're going to take and what we're going to do.
And, sounds familiar.
I can say to them, we have the same, and it ends up we have wars and kill each other. They're surprised. I guess in our words they're saying, that's pretty barbaric. You people don't seem to be that hostile.
I was getting also that they have a very spiritual connection with each other. I think much more than we do.
Yeah,
they've
in fact,
tap
I
tap into that.
I can. Yeah. In fact, if everybody can kind of sense, I sense a spiritual energy going all around their world.
Yes, I agree.
And so I want to ask what's the source of that energy and how do they relate to it? And the female is saying that much of our training is around understanding ourselves and being very advanced intellectually as well as spiritually. Heavy emphasis. That's not what her words. A lot of emphasis. And they choose their council members based on how well they have led their particular groups in spiritual awareness. Oh, wherever that noise is coming from, please star 6.
Yeah, that noise just took me out of there.
And so they have how many councils that really represent their population?
Are you getting what kind of number?
I'm getting.
I got like 19.
I got 400.
That seems like maybe there's 19 that are. Maybe there's 400 in that, and then 19. I don't know what the 19 is, like a higher group.
Yeah, sounds like it. I guess it would be like 400 quote local councils, and then they have higher level councils as they get to the top of representing everyone in their government.
Yeah, that would make sense. You'd need a lot of councils to govern that many people. But if they're doing it spiritually, they, from what I'm hearing from the lady is that they do a lot of mind communication. Are you picking that up?
Yes.
It's not like they talk so much as they think to each other.
And let's ask them to go further. What has helped them to learn to communicate this way? And what would they say are the... let's see, what can we learn from? What are the... three things that have helped them most in terms of their communication, their relationships with one another. The first thing I hear them, actually, as I'm kind of more feeling, is this, I guess what we would call godlike energy, that it's like part of their upbringing is to understand frequencies and vibrations and it's like they tune themselves like we would think of a tuning fork.
Oh, yeah. That's a good explanation.
Yeah, it's really kind of an interesting different emphasis.
Absolutely.
Because they identify with the extent of spiritual frequency that that each of them is vibrating with. It's like apparently they have different senses. You know, we talk about our five senses. Can you please describe for us the senses that help you do this? I can feel what he's saying. The man is saying something like, we learn at an early age, the best way I can think of it, it is to hum. And the hum vibration, we learned I'm having a little trouble putting words on what I'm hearing. We learned that our sense of consciousness inside affects the frequency with which we hum. And when we tune in to the overall higher level frequency, it affects the frequency at which we hum. And the higher the frequency we hum, the more we are at calm and peace. And that helps us to deal with each other's differences.
And she's saying something about it takes us a long time to learn how to kind of control that frequency when you meet another person, another being on their planet. They sort of like have to, I get this feeling they have to, when they first see each other, if they don't know each other, they have to kind of do like a little melody thing. You know, we would call it music, tuning up and tuning down to find the right frequency to communicate with the other person. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you compare, like when we meet strangers, we're initially, most of the time, we're initially, well, you know, I don't know what to think of this person, so I've been with them a bit longer, and it takes some time of interaction and talking and sharing and whatnot for us to get to know each other. They seem to get to know each other much more frequently because they're tuning in to these frequencies.
Yeah, that's what I get. It's like they go up the scale, and as they're each going up the scale, they're learning a tremendous amount about each other till they find the right level of humming or tuning or whatever they call it to communicate perfectly with that other person.
You know, I think we're better than this than we normally think, because if you stop and think of meeting a new person and having a 15-minute conversation with them, let's say you are sitting with someone on a plane or on a train, or you go to some meeting. You know, there are a lot of groups that meet, you know, clubs, and think of how we relate to each other.
We do a kind of dance.
And we say, you know, this is my name, this is where I'm from, this is what I do, this is what we normally ask each other. You know, what's your work? And what's it like where you live? And so we use that as a means to get to know each other. And we actually pick up pretty fast whether a person is friendly or not, or open or not, or whatnot, or closed. And also think about with people we're close with, either family members or coworkers or friends. We get to where we say, something seems to be bothering you. Or, wow, you seem extra happy today. So we're probably better at picking up this stuff than we realize. But in a way, you know, when we go to school, we're getting reading, writing, and arithmetic, and there's not much way of building social skills in most schools.
That's why we have...
So it's like they're doing the opposite. They're getting the each other's frequencies as a way of getting to know each other really quickly.
And a way to get to communicate.
Yeah.
But they obviously have it down to a very good science. So spiritually and scientifically, they are in a different level than we are.
It seems like it's easier for them to live in peace than it is for us to live in peace. Because it almost seems like we tend to emphasize the differences and also control. It's going to be my way or the highway or something like that. Where they seem, when they tune with each other, it seems to get by a lot of that kind of thinking and vibration.
I agree, yeah. But I feel like they're operating on a completely higher spiritual plane than we are. We're just not there yet. This planet Earth is not there yet.
Yeah. Well, let's thank them. Thank you very, very much. And it's time to get back on the train. Could everybody please get back on the train?
I want to make a comment that their cities are very different from ours.
And the doors are closing. And the train is leaving that planet. And before we go to the next step in our journey, let's think a minute about what have they revealed to us that can help us.
I feel like we need to, when we meet somebody new, or even when we are connected to somebody we already know, we need to start looking spiritually or sensing or feeling, how whatever the right word is, spiritually, to find if we can't lock into that other person spiritually, even if it's just for a split second. I think it would help us understand so much more.
Which would say... maybe to be more conscious when we're with a person, what kind of vibration does it feel like to us? You, using our words, if you go from an extreme of love to hate, if you will, love, acceptance, kindness, patience, gentleness, etc., to irritation, upset, reaction, anger, control. If we think of, I hate to call that a linear frequency, but If you think of sensing when we're with another person, and what kind of questions could we ask that would help us connect on a deeper level? What have we learned that would help us?
Are you saying what we would ask them, the other person? Or is this just our, like we
are what would we about? What would we share?
Would we
would
share
help?
Or do we start asking ourselves, how can I communicate better with this other person's spiritual self? Or you know, like we talk about telecommunications or telepathy. How can we make that telepathy come more to fruition, you know, between us, so we can really get to feel their vibration?
I thought of a couple of things we could use to introduce ourselves a little differently. You know, yes, I'm Leroy Malouf. I'm from Cape Cod. I'm a life coach or whatever I use to describe myself, an energy worker. And suppose I would add things like, we had quite a wind today, but it was wonderful warm sunshine, and it's been too chilly around here. And my wife and I were just basking in the warmness of the sun. It just felt so good. Something I get real satisfaction out of is being able to help others to get to a happier place or be help clear away what's bothering them quickly. I wonder if we could maybe start talking more about what we get satisfaction out of and really happy experiences we've had as a way of introducing ourselves.
I think that's a grand idea. The only thing is, are we talking to somebody who's going to be on the same level as us and look at us and go, okay, that person's a little wacky and Looney Tunes, and I'm going to go over here and talk to this other person?
Well,
or
fine. I've been kicked out of better places.
I know, isn't that funny?
What does anybody else think about how, given what we've learned from them, how we would introduce ourselves differently, starting, you know, now? Anybody else have any thoughts?
I don't know. This is Colleen. I don't know if we need to verbalize, here's, you know, how I'm different, or here's what I'm into. But being present and being neutral with people certainly seems to make a difference with if they are not and whatever they may come up with.
Are they going to be responsive to us if they're not neutral or present?
Well, I tried it today at lunch, and it seemed to work pretty good. And I was surprised.
Well, what happened?
So I can't say it's going to work for everybody with everybody, but, you know, these were people that weren't into this, but they were respectful and they listened, and I was present and neutral, so it just seemed to work. Today. I'm just saying today, so far.
Well, isn't that true? Don't you find that's true anyway, though? If you're in a present state and you are in a good state, in that present state, or your midline is pretty high vibrationally, don't you find that people generally respond to you in a different way?
I do now.
Good.
I do now, yes, of course. But before, when I had judgments about myself and what would they think of me being woo-woo, then it didn't go as well. But now I'm neutral to that, and, you know, it's fine. It just seemed to work out perfect. You know, the right words came out of my mouth, and better than being worried about what will they think of me, which I was, you know, very strong to or weak to before.
But that's really good.
That's a really good point, because if we're inside worried about what they're going to think of us or being accepted or whatnot, that's a vibration and that's going to communicate.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So neutral, or, you know, I could say, I'm neutral. I don't care. Like me, don't like me. I'm loving you because we're all one, and here's what I'm into, and here's what I like, and here's what I try not to think about, and here's what I do try to think about. And it made a lot of sense for these people that don't go where we go.
Yeah, but I think that's so important what you just said, is that when you are going to meet somebody new, no matter who they are, whether it's business or pleasure, is to remind ourselves to go into that meet in neutral, being neutral to whatever they think about us. I think
right.
That's really a good breakthrough. That's a breakthrough for me to have to remember.
This is Cheryl, and I really believe that's important. I also want to add on to that 95% of our communication is nonverbal. So that I observe people, I watch, and if you look at the faces of the people in public, most of the time they're frowning or scowling or have some kind of unpleasant expression on their face because they're all caught up in their own stuff. And what I find is if I'm going into a new environment and I know totally no one, I don't have to tell them what I do or don't do. I attempt to greet people with a smile. And I'm trying more now than ever before to pay attention to what I'm expressing outwardly, just in the physical, without saying words.
I think that's great. I think that's excellent, because I think you're absolutely, now when I hear you say that, you're absolutely right. I can remember walking past people or even seeing people walk down the street, and you're right. The 99% of them are, they aren't smiling and happy.
Nope. So they pick up on our energy, our vibration, and it makes, I believe it makes people want to be around us more.
I think you're right.
I agree.
I do too, and I believe as you said, the more we are in neutral and the more we are accepting of ourselves, then the stronger presence we have. We're not, our energy isn't fragmented and well, again, if for most of us 80% of our energy is going to leak, when we consciously stay in the 20%, if you will, that affects our communication and our body language, and helps us then to get stronger and stronger to our lives.
Well, and Leroy, you've taught that when we're neutral, we're really more of our true self, which is the oneness and the unity. So the more we delete or strengthen, I guess you could say, and the more neutral we become, the more of that we are. And it doesn't just go away. I think it gets stronger if you work with it. And sure, people are going to pick up on that because there's no judgment coming from you and there's no ego coming from you. You know, it's just a real nice vibration, I guess. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, I agree. And the more the more we get stronger to our life. This reminds me again of when I was writing my first book. I gave myself physical symptoms for about 5 months, and to make a long story short, it was when I finally realized. Well, and again, I keep telling everybody, our symptoms have intelligence. And I basically could not keep any food or water on my body for 5 months. And when I finally realized what that was telling me, it was rejection. And it was the ways I was rejecting myself, or put it the other way, the way I was not accepting myself. And as soon as I started, oh my gosh, what are the different ways I'm not accepting myself? And then switched that, all the symptoms went away. And by the way, that became chapter 19 of my first book, which is basically self-acceptance. And I began to believe that our biggest symptom is the lack of self-acceptance. So chapter 19 lists numerous ways in which many of us do not accept ourselves or can't accept ourselves. Well, I do believe our train has arrived back and the doors are open, but we don't want to leave people stranded out on the train out in the universe. Doors are open. Can everybody get off the train, please? And does anybody else have anything to share, either about the ride or what we've been talking about in terms of our vibration or acceptance?
I think it was a very good experience.
In terms of,
well, my name is Gulnar. I think it was very important experience in terms of establishing communication with creatures different than us. So, and that's the lesson of neutrality, the only way to communicate with somebody, someone who is of different, nature. That's the only way to establish any communication. And I think it's very beneficial in terms of digging into, tapping into this density of neutrality, how challenging our neutrality, our ability to be neutral.
Yes, thank you. Anybody else have anything to share? All right. Well, let me also make a request. If you feel so moved, email and let me know about your feelings about how the Expanding Spiritual Awareness call has been for you. Maybe share anything you've learned or any suggestions you have about how to or what to add to the call or how to shift what we do on the call. I'd appreciate hearing from you. And does anyone have any questions now? We're about to come to a close. I advertise that it goes from 7 to 8, but it's usually flexible. We often times go a little longer than that. But does anyone else have anything else to share or have a question? All right, so thank you for very much for coming in on the call and for the sharing and for your presence. And I wish everybody total wellness and vitality and energy and love.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thanks, Leroy.
You too. You too.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too, Leroy. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.